Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Right now, I have a local band in studio. They are Precious Kid, and they're pretty cool. We're going to hang out with them for a bit. We're going to chat with them about what they're up to. They just got off the road. They're back in town. They have some shows coming up in September. We're going to let you know about. But first, we're going to get right into a live performance of Jaded. This is their latest single. And after they perform it, we'll talk more. But in the meantime, here they are, Precious Kid, live on KX93.5.
Bright minds are out in the dark light, lighting up so they can't breathe. Outside the party, they're talking to me, and I can't shake the feeling of TV and cold tea and romanticizing all the things that make me unhappy. And are you happy? 'Cause I hope at the end of the night I'll find a way to stay surprised. In the middle of the moment, might allow myself a smile. I'm wasting so much time being jaded, but I don't wanna be jaded. Spent the summer stuck in a bedroom, staring up at the ceiling. I went to New York and I saw a friend there. To hell and back she'd been, but she was breathing and she looked at me. It's easy to be unhappy. And are you happy? I hope at the end of the night I'll find a way to stay surprised. In the middle of the moment, might allow myself a smile. I'm wasting so much time being jaded, but I don't wanna be jaded.
Precious Kid live on Human Crafted Radio. That was their latest single, Jaded. And Just beautiful stuff. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Justine.
Yes, thanks.
And Cassie on bass.
Hello.
And Charlie or Chuck on electric guitar. He waved. He acknowledged you guys. You guys told me Charlie's not a talker, but he is good looking and well dressed.
That's all that matters, really.
Yeah, seriously. Too bad we're not Instagram living this right now.
We're big fans of the Instagram live. Yeah.
The Instagram life, you know?
Oh, yeah, but like the live life is, yeah, it's pretty fun.
I haven't gotten on that yet, but you guys have been busy lately. You're a local band, but you guys have been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You just did 3 California dates for Warped Tour, and you played Music Fest in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So how's that been? Did you guys have a good experience?
Yeah, it was weird. I like broke my arm this summer, and I literally got my cast off, and then we went and drove up like the next day to Mountain View, and then down to San Diego, and then up to Pomona for Warped. And
yeah,
3 days in a row, yeah, for Warped.
And then we like had one day and we left for Pennsylvania.
And Warped Tour is just, that is just a struggle, a crazy thing to be a part of,
it's
I'm sure.
It's pretty crazy. I like wonder what it would be like to do the whole tour. Probably be I feel like the bands though are like the most spoiled, like you have it the easiest. The crew has it really hard because they don't have like nice, yeah, tour buses.
Well, you play guitar usually. Right now, yeah, you're playing the tambourine.
Yes.
Providing a really nice backbeat. Mm-hmm. And but you broke your arm, so right now you're not able to play the guitar. When do you get to get back on that?
Probably in like a few weeks, really. It's just getting used to the old, like just kind of slapping it around. It started cracking now. So, yeah.
That's always a good sign.
We'll mic her wrist for our next show.
just put your wrist up to your mic right now. Let's see if we can hear it.
Oh wait.
Oh, hold on. No.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it. That means it's healing.
Does it? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. So how is Pennsylvania? What's Music Fest all about?
It's
I should probably know this.
It's a very, very long music festival. I think, yes, it was like seven to ten days long, like, okay, in a row. We played the same day as Toby Keith, but he was very far away.
Yeah.
But
you have to like take a shuttle to go see Toby Keith.
We tried. But we didn't see him.
But yeah, it's like all of the college students that like have nothing to do in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, go. They drink a lot. They listen to some good music. It's fun.
It was really cool. And then we hit a casino afterwards. It was really fun.
You hit up a casino?
Oh,
What'd you break out with?
Actually, a head. I think I left $40
no
ahead.
No way. That, yeah, never happens.
Pai Gal Poker.
It's the Godfather game.
Oh, yeah. A Godfather slot machine. Give me some money and then I'll
have to stay
tables.
Away from all that stuff. I've never been a gambler, but I stopped through Vegas last Christmas time or near New Year's, and I just pulled out like $300 and I went to the blackjack table and I immediately won, like within like 15, 20 minutes, I had $500.
That's when you leave.
But then I kept playing and then I left with like...
But I can do this again.
With like... I can't remember what I left with, but I lost money, quite a bit. So I'm over that. I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it holds no appeal for me. I'm a gambler in life.
Well, you got to take risks, you know?
Yeah.
So Cassie, we go way back. I met you at Saddleback College.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What was it? Harmony or something? You were with Weston?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Norm Weston, great guy.
The best guy.
He's so cool. Yeah. But back then, you were a big Taylor Swift fan. Are you still?
Oh my God, we've been talking about Taylor Swift this morning.
Yeah, tell me, what are your thoughts on her new song and video?
I feel like I've been through the, what is it, like 7 stages of like grief or mourning? Yeah. I don't know. I've felt a lot of different things about it. I like the music video because I feel like she is like poking fun at herself at the end, I guess, but the song is hot garbage. Yeah. There's parts that I like of it, and she's...
I mean, it's not fair because you can't get it out of your head whether or not you think it's garbage or not.
Right.
You definitely can't.
It's not even fair.
I'm kind of like, I feel like she is an even like a step above self-aware. Like she's poking fun at herself in the music video, but also I think like the whole like evil villain thing that she's doing is also a persona. Like I think she's just like so smart. She wins either way.
I thought she was also like poking fun or jabbing at the people who criticize her. Like I feel like there were moments where, like, you know, at the end, there's a bunch of people. They're her, they're versions of herself. But I thought some of them were like Katy Perry, or some of them were
the one in the car looks like Katy Perry. But just last night, I think sent me this whole article that like really dissected the entire thing. It was a really,
like, she has so many
really
Easter
long
eggs
read
in it. It's basically like a metaphor for one of her songs on Red, says loving you is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street, and that was the album she didn't win a Grammy for, and she drives a sports car down a dead end street, but she's still clutching a Grammy. So it's like, ooh, maybe I should have won the Grammy. It's crazy, and I believe all of
the
it.
The video is really well done. The music, I hear like so much in it. Like I hear Nicki Minaj in it. I hear all sorts of stuff. She kind of just. And then what the hook is being compared to
I'm Too Sexy. Yeah. But they have a writing credit. Right Said Fred has a writing credit.
You can
credit
do whatever
on
you
it
want as long as you're, absolutely. And you know, I know that you can't copyright a groove or a feel or a style. So, I mean, it's not like she's doing anything wrong, but you just hear all this.
All the things.
Yes, all the things. Britney Spears talks, like you hear everything.
Totally, yeah. I'm really excited for the rest of the album, though. I really should
I liked
take
1989,
it anyway.
So.
It's good. Yeah. My favorite's Red.
Back to generational alt-rock here. if you're just tuning in, this is not the Taylor Swift critique hour.
If you did start that show, we would gladly just like, oh, yeah.
First guest, please.
Yeah.
This is Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. I'm Zach Churchill, and I'm with Precious Kid, and they're performing their latest singles. They're going to perform an unreleased song next, though. But you should check out Jaded. They just played that beautiful song. It's out everywhere. You can get it on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you like to consume your music. There's also a lyric music video up on YouTube that's Jaded by Precious Kid. Right now, we're going to hear an unreleased song. It could be their next single, right?
Yep.
All right. This is called Was It Worth the Love Song. Take it away.
2, 3, 4. I can see you in that hotel room of memory. Your eyes are closed. Elevators in the hall, and all the glances can be packed into a Samsonite and rolled out and forgotten in the yellow airport light. Now you're by your lonesome, baby. Was it worth the love song? Left you in a state of strange, and you could feel it going down, down, down. Was it worth the love song? Darling, what you crying about? Nothing much is up with me. What about you? I don't care. Open up the elevator. I need some air. And daring on the side of fun, I got myself broken. I got a book of love songs, but I'll never play them. I'll never play them. Was it worth the love song? Now you're by your lonesome, baby. Was it worth the love song? Left you in a state of strange, and you could feel it going down, down, down. Was it worth the love song? Darling, what you crying about? The world will keep on. ones won't go away anytime soon, but I can breathe and lay it down, 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 down. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Brand new music from Precious Kid. That was a live performance of Was It Worth the Love Song. That is an unreleased track. What a great chorus.
Thank you. Thanks.
I want that. Well, I'm recording it, so I have it.
You do.
I can play it back whenever I want. So that, man, so beautiful. I can definitely hear the Pretenders influence there.
Cool,
yeah. And we were talking about your band title, Precious Kid, and I didn't get the full story.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
I just misheard a Pretenders lyric in her song, Kid. She goes, Kid, gracious kid. And I thought it was Kid, precious kid. But then she has the first song on that debut album is called Precious. And then there's a song called Kid. So you just like cut out all the fat and it's Precious Kid.
That works for me. And you have a very unique voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I always love when a female voice comes in here that sounds different. So keep doing it.
Thanks.
Be yourself.
Thank you.
Was It Worth the Love Song? That's what we just heard. If you're just tuning in, this is Precious Kid. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You guys have some dates coming up in September. First off, you're going to be down here in Dana Point on September 9th for Tall Ships Fest. What is that?
I think there's going to be some tall ships and some music. A lot of our friends' bands are playing, and it's going to be fun. I'm not sure if this is correct, but I think it's like pirate ships. I'm not sure though.
Like there are actual ships.
Don't quote me on it. There's going to be ships.
There's the Pilgrim down there.
Do we get to play on a ship?
I don't think so.
Charlie, if you want to join in, there's a mic right there. Yeah, go ahead. You have to talk. You have to go talk into it, though.
That's like, okay.
Oh, come on. Don't be shy.
I just wanted to talk about the pirate ship.
All right. Well, what do you know about pirate ships?
That there is one.
I knew
there's
that.
At least
I knew
one.
That too. All right. It's called the Pilgrim. It's not really a pirate ship. I'm not sure.
It could be wrong.
Anyway, Tall Ships Fest, Dana Point, September 9th. You'll be there. Your friends' bands will be there. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. And perhaps it'll be pirate ships. And then, for our LA listeners, Silver Lake Lounge, September 12th.
Yes.
And you guys are kind of stripped down right now. Do you normally play full band with a drum kit?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And do you think you'll be playing guitar by then? I don't remember if you'll be healed yet.
We have our friend coming and playing, and I'm just going to milk it so that I don't have to set anything up. So he's going to be playing for us.
Sounds good. All right, well, we have one more song to share with everybody. This is your debut single, Dirty Disposition. And there's a music video for this that I watched this morning. It's pretty epic. It's very retro, kind of like I'm watching a home movie VHS. You guys did it all yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We filmed on a little handheld. Cassie found a DV tape?
Yeah, it's a DV tape. Video camera that I found in my garage, and we used that.
I like the part where it keeps zooming in repeatedly on, what is it, a banana shaker?
Oh, what is it?
It wasn't even a shaker, it's just a fake banana.
That was fake corn.
It was fake corn.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, there was a fake corn, and then it zooms in on her hand holding red grapes that we found, like fake grapes that we found at Goodwill.
Yeah.
And then that's the the album art is these red grapes.
Well, it's a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody to go check it out. It's Dirty Disposition by Precious Kid. Check out their homemade music video for that. And we also played Jaded, their other single, their latest single, and that has a music video as well. But make sure to go and buy these songs and support Precious Kid and support local music. You can catch them on September 9th in Dana Point. Do you guys have some social medias you want to let everyone know about?
Yeah, we are very active on Instagram. We're at Precious Kid Band.
All about that Instagram life.
We're sporadic about our Twitter. Sometimes we'll tweet like 20 times a day.
Twitter's for politicians.
Twitter, well, our Twitter's, I really like our Twitter. If you want to be terrified out of your mind, go follow us on Twitter. We're also Precious Kid Band.
We like randomly just tweeting different names for Shawn Mendes. I don't know how it started.
Yeah.
But
We got some submissions to Don Mendes, Fawn Mendes.
Prawn Mendes.
Like Prawn Mendes.
He's an artist. I don't
Shawn
know.
Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Stitches song. I don't know.
You see Ed Sheeran like staring him down on the VMAs?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what I was doing.
You didn't miss anything.
Missing out. All right. So before I let you guys go, your Instagram handle is what?
Precious Kid Band.
Okay. And also, tell me how you guys formed. Give me a little backstory on the band real quick.
We all parachuted out of the same plane. And when we landed right next to each other. And it was fate.
It would have been better if you said you parachuted from three different planes. And when you landed,
we landed
together.
Okay.
We just saw a target and we all, you know, kind of just...
No, it's not as glamorous as that. All that, is it?
No. Do you really want
really
us to tell you?
Yeah.
Let's leave it mysterious.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. We look forward to having you back. Please send us Was It Worth the Love song as soon as it's recorded.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This is Human Crafted Radio. We're going to leave you with Dirty Disposition, the debut single from Precious Kid. If you want to hear this podcast or this session in its full, I will upload the podcast on our website shortly at kx935.com. Here's Precious Kid, Dirty Disposition.